Now, I've always been a huge fan of the offensive line. I never think it gets the credit it deserves, and I think it gets a lot of the criticism that in some cases is unwarranted. But with this offensive line, I think every single guy that has been on the offensive line has had both up and down moments. Even left tackle Dwayne Brown, who I think is still one of the best left tackles in the game, he's had up and down moments. Ben Jones has had some good, some bad. Chris Myers, same thing. Brandon Brooks missed the Colts game, and I think that was a huge factor in that loss, that Brandon Brooks was not able to play. Xavier Suafilo had to step in that night and struggled early, but really kind of got it a little bit later. That, of course, Derek Newton, I think, has made huge strides over at the right tackle spot. The problem is you've seen some individual brilliance up front, but you just haven't seen it consistent enough, especially in pass protection, to give Ryan Fitzpatrick the time to throw the football across the board. The best offensive line is the one that works all together. And it's been too disjointed and inconsistent throughout the first nine games of the year. If the offense wants to move the football better than it has, those five guys have got to work together and not be Dwayne Brown individually, but be the Texans' offensive line. And these guys are tight, they're close, they want to do well, but they're not quite where they need to be. I think all of them would tell you that. They're not where they need to be. The offensive line is a huge factor going forward. And no matter who's at quarterback, no matter who's taking handoffs or who's catching the ball, it all goes back to those five guys in pass protection in particular. Run game's been okay. It can get better. They've got to get more push off the football, especially in the zone game. And people think, it's the zone game. It's finesse. No, it's not. If you run the zone well, you can knock people off the ball. If they start doing that a little bit and protect the quarterback a little bit better, you'll see this offense really take off over the last seven games of the year.